弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace, new brothers and sisters.
特别也问候在家中、在电脑、手机和这个 iPad 之前的弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
And also peace to you who are joining us through iPhones, iPads, and so on.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的，我们要称颂耶和华的名，因为他是我们的磐石，是我们的拯救。
Earlier on, we sang about He is our rock and our refuge.
感谢主啊，我们今天能够在这里聚集，就是神的恩典。
We praise the Lord that together we can meet here today. It is His grace.
一个星期以前，我们根本就没有想到我们会用这样一种方式来聚会。
We never thought about that we'll be meeting this way a week ago.
就是到昨天的晚上，我们还不确定我们是不是能够网上直播。
Actually, even last night, we were not sure whether we can do a broadcast like that.
所以今天早上，我们实在是带着一颗感恩的心来到上帝的面前。
So indeed, today we bring come forward with a heart of thanksgiving.
我们今天能够在这里聚集。靠着圣灵的连接，无论是在家中还是在教会，我们一起来敬拜，我们就要感恩。
We give thanks because we were connected by His grace through the Spirit.
那特别为我们的同工们感恩。
Particularly, we want to give thanks for our co-workers.
昨天下午啊，长职同工呢特别召集一个临时的会议。
Yesterday afternoon, the Board of Elders and Deacons had a special meeting.
那大家一起来做了这个决定，我们通过网上直播的方式。让我们的聚会能够升级了。
So today we made yesterday we made a decision together that we're going to use this broadcast. So we are kind of promoted in this way.
那晚上的时候有六位同工呢聚到这个同工的家里，我们一起来筹划这件事情。
And also six co-workers gather in one of our co-workers' home, and so that we can kind of plan and coordinate this.
那当时也有二十几位的弟兄姐妹哈，在家里面帮助我们一起来测试哈，一起来上网来直播。
And then also there are 20 some families and units at home, kind of joining in that rehearsal meeting.
所以今天早晨哈，许多的弟兄姐妹呢，就可以留在家中，但是一起来敬拜神。
So then this morning, many families can just stay at home so that they can join the meeting via the net.
我们非常的感恩，也为我们当中的小组长们感恩。
We also give thanks for the small group leaders.
在过去这几天当中，我知道有些小组的同工呢。花了很多的时间在预备大家。
And I know a lot of you have been spending a lot of time to prepare everybody for this.
一个小组他们有大概几个弟兄呢，昨天聚在一起呢，就是帮助组里的每一个弟兄姐妹把这个软件能够装上。
A lot of them have been gathered in their homes and help others so that they can join in this meeting.
很多的这个年长的弟兄姐妹呢，需要一些技术上的帮助哈，让我们可以通过网络来进入这个敬拜。
Many of our senior members need some technical help to kind of join in this online way.
我们就为这些感恩，也为我们的主日崇拜的同工们感恩。
We also give thanks for our worship service co-workers.
这一次花特别多的时间，早早的来到教会来预备这一切。
And they came here early, special early to prepare for this.
所以能够在这样困难的时间里面，我们依然能够在主的面前来敬拜他，这是上帝的恩典。
In the difficult times we come to worship him, this is God's grace.
病毒啊，就有点像那个罪一样，它会使人与人之间产生距离。
Virus is like sin that can create distance between man and man.
破坏人与人之间的关系，让人好像生活在自己那个小圈子里面被隔离起来。
And to create the separation and isolation for men.
但上帝的心意不是这样。
But gospel is not like that.
上帝要把我们带到耶稣基督里面，让我们彼此能够合一。
He wants to bring us together in Christ so that we can have unity.
这是我们今天在主里面蒙的极大的恩典。
This is the special grace that we have received from Him.
不仅是我们靠着这些现代的科技，我们彼此的连接。
It's not just that we connect via technology.
更重要的是我们在主耶稣基督里面，圣灵把我们能够连在耶稣基督的里面。
But more importantly, it's through the Spirit that we're connected in Christ.
所以今天我们实在是有很多的恩典我们可以数算。
Indeed, there are many special grace from Him that we can count.
让今天无论在哪里，就是借着感恩赞美进到上帝的面前。
So that wherever we are, we can come before Him with thanksgiving and praise.
那接下来我请求每一个弟兄姐妹，无论你现在在家中还是在这里，低下头来，闭上眼睛，进到神的面前，我们同心的祷告。
So wherever you are, at home or here, I'd like to ask you to bow your head and we can pray together.
在天上的父, 我们是奉着你爱子耶稣基督的名进到你的面前。
Our Heavenly Father, we gather here in your Son's name.
我们在这里同心的唱诗歌, 赞美神说你是我们的磐石。
We sing together and we sing that you are the rock of our salvation.
你是我们的避难所。
You are our refuge.
我们随时可以靠着祷告, 靠着灵的圣灵的引导, 进到你的面前。
That through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can come before you.
你所看重的是心灵诚实的敬拜, 不在于那个地点。
You care what not about our location, but that we worship you in truth.
这个时候我们就祈求圣灵来引导我们每一个人的心思意念, 全心地进到你的施恩宝座面前。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts so that we can come before you completely.
你恩待我们每一个人, 每一个家庭, 每一个弟兄姐妹, 我们都能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
That you have indeed treated us with grace so that every single one of us can worship you in truth and in spirit.
让我们的心此时此刻就成为一个圣殿。
So that our bodies, our minds will become the holy temple at any time.
让我们现在聚集这个小学, 让我们弟兄姐妹所在的那个家就成为敬拜你的一个圣殿。
So that in this elementary school and also at all the different homes of brothers and sisters will become a holy temple where we worship you.
无所不在的圣灵天父啊，请你悦纳我们发自内心的敬拜。
The omnipresent Spirit and God accept our worship.
请你帮助我们能够专心在你的身上。
So that we can focus on you.
不受周围的情况的干扰。
That we not be disturbed by our environment.
主，你就在这个时候来复兴我们的生命。
Revive our lives.
复兴我们的教会。
Revive our church.
突破一切那些, 罪恶所造成的拦阻。
Overcome the obstacles created by sin.
让我们在主耶稣基督里面合而为一。
So that in Christ we are united.
进到主你的面前献上你所悦纳的属灵的祭物。
And then we can give the spiritual gifts that we have been given.
主啊，这一段特别的时间, 求你复兴你的教会。
May you revive our church at this time.
我们知道你在做奇妙的事情。
We know you are doing wonderful things.
是超过我们所想所求的事情。
It's beyond our imagination and desire.
就求你的旨意行在我们的教会上, 行在我们的地上, 就如同行在天上一样。
May your will be accomplished on earth and in this church just like it's in heaven.
愿你的名得最大的荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
大家预备好了吗?
Are you prepared?
买大米没有?
Did you bought rice?
口罩、洗手液都预备好了吗?
Have you prepared your sanitizers?
小的时候大家都玩过这个游戏。
We have played this game when we were little.
叫捉迷藏。
That we play hide and seek.
其他的小朋友都躲起来哈, 有一个小朋友要去找。
A lot of the children will be hiding, but one of them will be seeking.
他数十个数。
And then he will count to 10.
数到第十个数的时候, 他就说, Ready or not? 预备好没有? 我来抓你们了。
Oh, and then when he counts to 10, he will say, Ready or not? Here I come.
生活中常常我们会有这种感觉, 不管我们预备好还是没有预备好, 事情就会临到的。
And sometimes it's like that in life, whether we are prepared or not, things will come.
有的时候我们已经预备好了, 但是当事情突然临到的时候, 我们发觉还有很多的事情需要预备。
And then sometimes you feel that when things arrive, you feel there's still a lot of things to be prepared.
再过35天就是复活节。35
days from now is Easter.
好多的弟兄姐妹、教会在通过进食、祷告各样的方式来预备过今年的复活节。Many
brothers and sisters are preparing for Easter this year through prayer and fasting.
上上个星期三叫做 Ash Wednesday, 圣土星期三。
And there was Ash Wednesday last Wednesday.
那天你会看到很多人这个额头上哈，这个用黑色的标记，还有一些十字架的标记。
And then you see on the forehead there were these black marks.
这是教会传统中的一部分。
This is one of the church traditions.
在这个复活节之前一定的日期哈，大家开始来预备心，准备过复活节。
A certain period of time before Easter, people would have to prepare.
在加州的这个Saddleback Community Church, 就是Rick Warren所带领的教会啊, 他们今年是推动一个叫34天的禁食祷告的一个 预备期。
And Saddleback Community Church where Rick Warren's pastors, they have this period of 3-4 days where they kind of like prepare for it.
他们特别鼓励全教会的弟兄姐妹用这34天的时间来进食祷告。
And they encourage the brothers and sisters in the 3-4 days to fast and pray.
求神在这30几天的当中借着弟兄姐妹同心的祷告带来属灵的突破。
So that through God's help that they can have the spiritual breakthrough through fasting and prayer.
那加州另外一个这个生命河灵粮堂啊，他们是做21天的祷告的预备。
And then there is another church in California, also they are preparing for 21 days.
本来我们教会也有一些预备要过今年的复活节是很特别的。
Actually, originally we also have this plan to prepare for it.
但是因为今年的这个情况的改变啊，我们要稍微改变一下我们原有的计划。
But because of the situation right now, we're going to have some change of plan.
但是总之我们要预备今年的复活节，我们的心向着神啊，纪念主的复活，他的受难。
So in our hearts, we have to be oriented towards God about His birth and His resurrection.
大家一起来祷告，看看我们今年可以用什么样一种特别的方式，可以纪念主这样一个很特别的复活的福音的信息。
We need to kind of prepare our hearts to think about how we can prepare for this special message of Easter.
越来越多的迹象让我们知道说，这个世界的末了末期已经近了。Many
signs tell us that the end age has come.
弟兄姐妹，你预备好见主了吗？
Are you prepared to see the Lord?
如果我们想要说今年的复活节就是我们在地上所过的最后一个复活节，就要见主的话，弟兄姐妹，你已经预备好了吗？
If you think that this Easter is going to be the last Easter before we see the Lord, are you prepared?
圣经早早的就提醒我们说，主来的日子像贼一样。
The Bible tells us the day that the Lord's coming again is like a thief.
在人没有预计的时候，主就会降临的。
Before anybody expects, the Lord will come.
挪亚那个时代，地上人照常吃喝下去，好像日子还会继续下去一样。
In the days of Noah, people have been kind of eating and marrying and drinking.
但是时候到的时候，那个洪水就降临了，那个世界就进入到一个阶段性的结束。
And then when people didn't expect, the flood came, and then that world has come to an end.
啊，主第二次来的时候，我们这些人要直接见到主的面前，见主的面。
And when Lord comes again for the second time, we'll be lifted and see Him face to face.
你预备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
我们心里知道，头脑里早就相信说主一定会来的。
Our hearts believe that the Lord will come again.
但是如果真的是今天晚上，明天主就站在我们的面前，我们要直接见主的面的话，你预备好了没有？
But if He's going to come tonight or tomorrow, are you prepared?
常常我们觉得说我们好像已经预备了。
Sometimes we feel that, oh yeah, we're prepared.
就像这一次这个疫情爆发一样。
It's just like this virus.
2个多月之前我们就知道在武汉那地方已经爆发了这个疫情。
More than 2 months ago, we knew about this in Wuhan.
但那个时候我们听到这个消息，虽然也很关注，但是觉得好遥远，在几千英里之外的地方发生的事情。
When we heard about it, we thought, yeah, but it's kind of thousands of miles away.
后来美国也发现有人被感染。
And then later I find that in the U.S. there are people who are infected.
第一个在 Seattle, Washington State.
The first was in Seattle, Washington State.
那个时候大家就开始更多的去关注这件事情。
And then we pay a little more attention.
有人甚至讲说，哦，这个疫情早早晚晚会传染到全世界的。
And then people would say, wow, sooner or later this will be spread to the whole world.
甚至有人说将来可能有超过1/3的人 会感染这种的病毒。
And then people would say more than 2/3 of the population will be infected.
我们祈求上帝怜悯我们。
We ask God's mercy.
不要让这样的事情发生在我们的地上。
That it won't happen on our land.
但是我们也要做好准备，万一这样的事情发生，1/3，我们教会如果是120人的话，你想想看，那超过80人会被感染的。
So if that indeed happens, with 2/3 being infected, with 120 people church like ours, there will be 80 people who will be infected.
我们预备好面对这样的一种局面吗？
Are we ready for this kind of situation?
上周在马里兰发现3个人被感染。
Last week we found out that three people in Maryland were infected. We suddenly realized that it's happening right in our midst. It's right at our door.
我们好像觉得已经预备了，但是真的这件事情发生的时候，我们又有一点猝不及防的感觉。
Even though we thought we were prepared, but when it finally happened like this, we find out we are not quite prepared.
这就是今天我们读的这段经文，当时的以色列人所有的一种的心情。And
the passage we read today is really what happened with the Israelites back then.
我们借着这段经文呢，来思考上帝是如何在历史上做事的。
Through this passage, we think about how God works in history.
那一代的以色列人以为说，他们已经预备好要得这一块的神应许之地了。That
generation of Israelites thought that they are ready to accept, inherit this land that is promised to them.
早在他们之前400年，神就已经发出这个应许了。God
has given that promise more than 400 years ago.
他们应该知道他们会得这一块应许之地的。They
should know that they will inherit that promised land.
40 年前，这些以色列人走出了埃及，就准备来得这个应许之地的。
40 days when they exited Egypt, they knew they're going to inherit that land.
如今这一天终于到来了。And
that day finally arrived.
他们已经过了约旦河了。They
crossed the river Jordan.
脚已经踏到了神所应许的这一块流奶与蜜之地了。And
they finally stepped onto this land of milk and honey.
按照人的想象，人的计划说，就要乘胜追击，马上就要攻城略地了。According
to man's plan, they should immediately go invade and claim victory.
前面有一座城叫耶利哥。There
is this first city called Jericho.
这是他们已经可以看得见的了。This
is a city that they can see.
神既然已经带他们可以过这个约旦河。God
has led them across Jordan.
使这一条河能够分开，像走干地一样，他们从河底走过。
And the land and the river divided so that they can walk on dry land to cross.
有这么大的能力攻下这个耶利哥城，应该是不在话下的事情。And
God has this mighty power that can help them conquer this city, this fortress, Jericho.
这是当时那一批的犹太人以色列人心中想的事情。That
is what they were thinking back in then at the Israelites.
不仅如此 ，Not only that， 他们派了两个探子先去探了这块地。
They sent two spies to spy out the land.
这个两个探子回来呢，报告说当地的人心都消化了。And
the two spies reported that the hearts of the people in that city melted.
他们已经没有胆量，没有胆气要去跟以色列人打仗了。They
don't really have any courage to fight with the Israelites.
因为40年前他们听到说，哇，红海在这个耶和华神面前被打开了。Because
40 years ago, they heard about the Red Sea being parted.
啊，就在前几天的时候，这个约旦河又再一次在这个神的面前、以色列面前被打开。And
also a few days ago, the river Jordan was parted.
当迦南地的人听到这些的事情的时候，他们已经没有胆量跟以色列人去征战。When
the Canaanites heard those things, they don't have any courage to fight with Israel.
那这时候在人看来，这是最好的时机去攻打前面的城垒。
From man's perspective, that was the best opportunity to attack the city.
但是呢，这却不是上帝给以色列人当时的一种的安排。But
that was not how God has arranged for the Israelites.
我们常讲说，神的意念高过我们的意念，就像天高过地一样。And
we often say that God's thoughts are higher than ours.
以色列人的想法是乘胜追击，迫不及待，等不及要去攻打敌人。
And for the man's perspective, for the Israelites' perspective, it is the right opportunity to go attack that city.
但是就在这个时候，神却做了另外三件事情，让以色列人在神的面前能够安静下来，等候上帝的时间和作为。But
yet God has arranged for three things that that Israel can quiet down and wait for God's doing.
常常我们会好像很着急要去做事情。Sometimes
we feel like we're anxious to do something.
但是有的时候，神却不急着去让我们去做这些事情。
But then sometimes God didn't want us to do it directly right then.
今年年初的时候，同工在一起祷告，在寻求今年神对我们教会的带领。
At the beginning of the year, the co-workers get together to think about how God is going to lead us this year.
我们感觉说我们教会已经成立一年多了。
We felt that our church has been established more than a year.
神也在过去这一年多的时间当中，在 预备我们的同工，预备我们弟兄姐妹的心。
And God has been preparing the hearts of our congregation, our members, and our co-workers.
新的一年当中，我们应该为主更多的去摆上，去到社区里面去传福音了。That
we should use this opportunity to preach the gospel in the community.
所以我们就去邀请这个同工来对我们有一些福音的培训。So
that we invited our co-workers to come talk to us about how to conduct evangelism.
来预备我们整个的教会弟兄姐妹如何去传福音。
To prepare our whole church on how to conduct evangelism.
所以我们讲员也定好了。So
we have settled on the speaker.
时间也定下来了。Set
up a time.
然后这个3月27号、29号，我们先有一个全教会的传福音的培训。So
we have this training at the end of March.
然后4月12号就是复活节了。And
then in the middle of April is Easter.
像去年我们做的一样哈，我们全教会动员起来。 到社区里面去敲门啊，去传福音担当，邀请大家来参加聚会。
Like last year's Easter, we'll go out to the community to invite people.
所以这是我们年初的想法，我们把这些事情都放在我们教会的施工年历上。
So these are the thinkings when we were discussing at the beginning of the year, put it on our calendar.
甚至我们同工很仔细的去思考说，我们怎么能够把这件事情做得更好，我们做一些这个跟进的工作。
And then we thought about how we can do it better than last year with some follow-up work.
复活节之后的接下来这个星期天，我们就要开始一个慕道班。
And then the Sunday after Easter, we're going to start a seekers class.
邀请这些慕道的朋友来继续的来听福音。
To invite those seekers to continue to listen to the gospel.
这是我们同工在计划在安排的事情。
And that was how we planned.
但是当我们上个星期二在开会的时候。
And when we had our meeting last Tuesday,
我们在重新审视我们现在面临的这个时机和情况的时候。
As we examine the reality around us,
我们发觉神要我们必须改变我们原有的计划。
We found that God wants us to change our plans.
所以我们取消了这个传福音的培训。
So we canceled the evangelistic training meeting.
我们也不会像去年一样哈，去挨门挨户的去敲门去传福音单张。
And we won't be going out to pass out gospel tracts door by door.
怕吓到这个我们附近的这些居民。
We would scare the community around us.
想象一下，这个有一些中国人两个戴着口罩去敲人家房门的话，恐怕没有人敢开门的。Imagine
two Chinese with face masks knocking on your door. Nobody will open the doors.
但是我们在思考，在寻求说，神一定有他更好的安排。But
as we think about it, we know God has a better plan.
就像当初这些以色列人已经过了约旦河，准备去攻打耶利哥城的时候，神却让他们停下。
It's just like those Israelites when they cross the River Jordan and are ready to attack Jericho, but yet God wants them to pause.
让他们又做了三件事情。
God made them do three things.
借着这三件事情，更好的预备这些以色列人。
Through those three things, they were better prepared.
之后从耶利哥开始，一个城一个城的得胜，最后征服了整个迦南地。
Starting with Jericho, city by city, they conquered the entire land.
所以我们就进到今天这个经文里面去看，为什么神要在这个时候让他们停下来。
And now today's passage, we'll see how why God wanted them to pause.
那这三件事情对当时的以色列人的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of those three things to the Israelites back then?
那我们也一起去揣摩，神让我们这个时候经历这个肺炎的疫情，让我们好像。 想做的都不能做，什么也不能做的时候，我们的神在我们当中做的事情又是什么？
And then we ponder why God wanted us to pause in this time of coronavirus. What did God want us to do?
所以第一件事情记载在我们今天读的经文，以赛亚约书亚记的第5章第8节第9节。
And the first thing that God wanted us to do back then was recorded in Joshua 5:8-9.
这件事情就是让所有的以色列的男丁呢去行割礼。
And that's for all the men in the Israelite camp to be circumcised.
第8节说，国民都受完了割礼，就住在营中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。
And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed.
第9节说，耶和华对约书亚说，我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了，因此那地方名叫吉甲，吉甲就是滚的意思，直到今日。
And then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, so the place has been called Gilgal to this day, which meant rolled away.
这件事情若不是耶和华亲自吩咐约书亚, 吩咐以色列人去行的话, 没有人会想到会做这件事情的。
If God didn't tell Joshua to do this, nobody would have thought about doing that.
这好比说在这个打仗之前先自残了。
It's kind of like right before the eve of a battle, you kind of inflict harm on yourself.
所以这些男丁,这些战士要上战场打仗了。
All these warriors are about to go into battle.
但是在打仗之前,每个人都要做一次小手术。
But yet, before this battle, everybody has to go through a small operation.
第八节是他们要等一段时间痊愈了,才能够恢复他们的体力和精力的。
And then in verse 8 tells us they actually have to heal for a certain amount of time before they can fight again.
所以这件事情如果照人的想象,人的计划,完全不会去做这件事情。
So according to man's perspective and planning, you would never have done that.
但是耶和华亲自吩咐他们要在这个时候行割礼。
But yet God told them explicitly they need to do the circumcision.
而且耶和华特别跟他们解释说为什么要做这件事情,是让他们在将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了。
And the reason that God told them to do that is because they can roll away the reproach of Egypt from you.
什么叫埃及的羞辱?
What is the reproach of Egypt?
他们在埃及是做奴隶的。
They were slaves in Egypt.
整个国家为另外一个国家做奴隶的。
The whole nation was slaves to the other nation.
这是他们的羞辱。
That is their reproach.
他们本来是认识耶和华的人。
They were people that know the Lord.
创天造地的耶和华是他们的神。
Their God is the God that created the entire universe.
但是他们却沦落到一个地步，为其他的民族去做奴隶。
But they have lowered themselves to be slaves for another nation.
所以割礼是人与神立约的一个标记。
Circumcision is a sign of a covenant between man and God.
代表行割礼的人呢，是分别为圣归给耶和华的。
To represent that the people who go through circumcision is a people that are separated for God.
埃及在圣经当中是代表罪恶之地。
Egypt represents the land of sin in the Bible.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶是预表着今天的人因为犯罪做罪的奴隶。
So when they were slaves in Egypt, that represented us being slaves of sin today.
所以借着行割礼提醒当时的以色列人，他们已经被神分别出来了。
So through circumcision, they were reminded they are separated.
借着与耶和华的立约,
through the covenant with the Lord,
使他们能够分别离开罪恶，归给这个圣洁的耶和华。
So they can be separated from sin to the God of holiness.
这个对我们今天是一个极大的提醒。
This is a great reminder for us today.
在哥罗西书第二章有这样一段经文。
In Colossians, there is this passage.
哥罗西书第二章第11节和12节是这样讲的。 你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In Colossians 2:11, in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ.
今天我们这些人不是借着这个肉体上行割礼来分别为圣归给神的。Today
we're not circumcised in the flesh.
是借着在耶稣基督里面灵里面心灵当中的割礼，让我们能够分别出来归给神的。It's
really a spiritual circumcision that can be separated and dedicated to God.
接下来保罗给我们解释，在第十二节，保罗说：“你们既受洗归与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。”
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
今天神让我们停一下。
God wants us to pause today.
让我们反映一下我们在耶稣基督里面那个蒙恩的地位。
To reflect on our position of grace in Christ.
让我们思考说我们是借着信，借着洗礼，与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Through our faith, through our baptism, that we are buried together with God and raised with Him in the Lord.
今天我们这些基督徒虽然还生活在这个地上,
today's Christians would be still living on earth,
但是呢,我们已经跟这个世界不同了,
but yet we are different from the world.
因为我们是在基督里,
because we are in Christ,
我们受洗已经归入基督了,
through our baptism, we are in Christ,
我们的罪已经与基督一同钉在十字架上了,
our sins have been nailed on the cross together with Christ.
今天我们不论在地上活多长活多短，我们知道我们最终是在基督里，是与神同在。
Doesn't matter how long or how short we live on earth, we know that we will be together with Christ for eternity.
尤其是当复活节快来的时候,
especially when Easter is about to come,
我们在预备我们的心的时候,
when we are preparing our hearts,
我们要特别的反复的去提醒自己, 我们这一个分别为圣的地位,
we have to remind ourselves repeatedly that our position is that we are being sanctified.
瘟疫来了是你我的一个机会。
When the virus comes, it is an opportunity for you and me.
在这个瘟疫降临的时候, 我们这些分别为圣的基督徒, 跟世上的人有什么不同?
When the pandemic comes, what is the difference between us, Christians, and the rest of the world?
很大的不同。
Very big difference.
我们心中靠主可以有真正的平安。
Through Christ, we can have true peace.
当我们求神保护,
When we ask God to protect us,
但是这个病毒是不长眼睛，谁都可以传染。
But yet this virus is going to infect anyone.
即使是将来有一天我们当中的人被病毒感染,
maybe one day some of us will be infected.
我们可以靠主有真正的平安。
Through Christ we can have true peace.
因为我们知道在耶稣基督里面我们有永生的盼望。
Because we know that in Christ we have the hope of eternal life.
这是我们在疫情当中我们可以活出来的。 活的见证,
that is a true testimony we can live out in this time of the virus.
我们可以靠着主除去那个世人那种没有盼望的那种的惊恐和慌乱。
We can remove that fear and hopelessness for people who don't have God.
第二个我们的不同,
the second difference.
通常人遇到这样的事情的时候，想到最多的是自己的需要。
And most of the time when people in this kind of times would think about their own needs.
但是疫情可以成为我们这些基督徒的一个服侍的机会。
But yet, this pandemic can become an opportunity for us to serve.
既然因为这个疫情产生许多的需要,
Because of this virus, there are many needs arising.
也就有许多服侍别人的机会摆在我们的面前。
And that means there are many opportunities to serve others in front of us.
感谢主啊, 我们为武汉赈灾的这个捐款啊, 上星期, 我们已经收到了7,090块钱的这个奉献。
And for the Wuhan relief, last week we have collected more than $7,090.
超过我们当初设定的5,000美元的奉献。
Exceeded our original $5,000 goal.
感谢主为弟兄姐妹这样慷慨爱心的奉献来感恩。
We give thanks for the generosity of our brothers and sisters.
这也是我们教会同在一起的合一的一个见证。
And that is also a testimony of our unity.
当世上的人都在想着自己应该怎么保护自己，自己怎么能够预备好的时候， 我们能够想到别人的需要。
When the rest of the world is thinking about how to provide for themselves, prepare for themselves, we think about other people's needs.
而且请大家继续为这件事情祷告。
We also ask that you continue to pray for this matter.
当这个疫情越来越靠近我们这个社区的时候，
When this virus is getting closer and closer to our community,
不要让我们所有的精力只是在思想说我们怎么保护自己。
Don't just let our thoughts be focused on how we can protect ourselves.
让神可以继续的使用我们去服侍其他更有需要的人。
Let God help us to serve those others with greater needs.
而且这样的服侍是一个长期的服侍。
And that service is a long-term service.
因为这次疫情会产生一些长期性的需要。
Because this virus may create some long-term needs.
这是在以色列人在攻打耶利哥城之前，神让他们行的第一件事情就是行割礼。
So the first thing that God asked the Israelites to do is to perform circumcision.
提醒以色列人，他们是分别为圣、归给上帝的不同的一群人。
To remind the Israelites that they are sanctified and separated for God.
第二件事情，神让他们做的就是守逾越节。
And the second thing God asked us to do is to observe the Passover.
在第10节到第12节说，以色列人在吉甲安营，正月14日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。
Verse 10, on the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camp and field were out on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover.
逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷。
The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain.
他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛纳就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛纳了。那一年，他们却吃迦南地的出产。
The manna stopped the day after they ate this fruit from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan.
这件事情神做的也出乎人的意料。
And that thing that God did is also exceeded people's expectations.
按照人的想象和计划不会这样去做的。
If according to man's plan, they won't be doing that.
他们过了逾越节第二天玛纳就停了。
After they celebrate Passover, the next day the manna stopped.
这就好像说这个军队要上战场打仗的时候先把粮草先断掉了。
So it's just like right before the battle, all the supplies for the army stopped.
他们在旷野40年的时间吃玛纳。
They've been eating manna for 40 years in the wilderness.
不需要耕，不需要种，每天早晨打开门就有粮食在他们的门口。
They don't have to cultivate, they open the door every morning, there will be manna.
你只要出门了收你们家够用吃的就可以足够了。
You just go out and collect what you need for the day and that'll be good enough.
星期五的时候收两天的分量。
And then on Friday you have to collect for 2 days.
因为第二天是他们的安息日是不能工作的。
Because the next day is the Sabbath, they cannot work.
所以神想得非常的周到，充充足足的供应他们生活上的需要。
So God has thought about it, and then provided for all the needs.
但是他如今要打仗了。
But now they're going to go to battle.
为什么神把这个玛纳停掉了？
Why did God stop the manna?
他一方面打仗，还一方面去收割粮食。
So they have to go for battle, and then they have to harvest.
还要去磨面，还要去做饼。
They have to grind up the flour, and then to make all these bread.
按照人的想象，不会这样去做的。
According to man's plan, they won't be doing that.
但神特别的让这件事情发生。
But yet God let that happen.
让他们知道神与他们同在。
So that they know God is with them.
在他们吃玛纳的时候，神与他们同在。
When they eat manna, God was with them.
玛纳停止，他们必须要亲自动手去收割粮食做饭的时候，神也一样与他们同在。
When the manna stopped and they have to go harvest and make bread, they also know that God is still with them.
这是他们有史以来第三次过逾越节。
This is the third time they celebrate Passover.
第一次过逾越节是他们出埃及的那天的晚上。
The first time they celebrate Passover was the night they exited Egypt.
每一家人把那个羔羊杀了以后，把血涂在门楣上。
Everybody would slaughter a lamb and then wipe would put the brush of blood on the doorpost.
亲近的人就把那个血涂上以后，全家人在屋子里面一起去守岁守夜。
And then after that, then the whole family would be celebrating Passover inside the house.
夜里面面的天使出来。
And then the angel would pass over.
他只看一件事情。
The one thing they will only look at.
家的门上有血的，他就越过去。
If there is blood on the doorpost, the angel will pass over.
加上的门上面没有血的，这家里的头生的长子的牲畜就会被击杀。
Without blood on the doorpost, the firstborn in the house will be killed.
所以那是他们出埃及之前的那个晚上所发生的事情。
And that was the night before they left Egypt.
之后，耶和华神吩咐以色列人，每一年到这个时候都要过逾越节。
And then God asked them to celebrate Passover every year on that day.
纪念上帝的拯救。
To remember God's salvation.
纪念上帝的恩典。
To remember God's grace.
第二次是他们在出埃及之后的第二年。
The second time would be the second year after they left Egypt.
当时他们驻扎在西乃山的底下。
And they were at the base of Mount Sinai.
他们马上要在这个西乃山要起营，要出发，要去得这个迦南之地了。
And they were about to leave Mount Sinai to go into Canaan.
当他们面临前面的征战和不确定的时候，
When they face the struggles and uncertainties ahead,
神再次让他们过逾越节，让他们去思考过往神的作为。
God lets them celebrate Passover to remember what God did in the past.
数算神在他们的历史上成就了何等大的救赎的大功。
To count up all the salvation work that God has done in their history.
在数算恩典的时候，让他们对神的信心能够被坚固。
To count God's blessings so that their faith will be strengthened.
以至于他们面对前面的不确定，面对前面的强敌的时候，他们可以知道，可以依靠这位拯救过他们的神。
When they face uncertainties and the strong enemy ahead of them, they know they can count on this God who saved them in the past.
所以这一次他们再过逾越节是40年以后第三次过逾越节。
And this time, the third time is 40 years after that.
同样的，他们过了约旦河，他们面临很多的征战和不确定的事情。
They crossed the River Jordan and now they're also facing certain uncertainties and enemies.
神这时候让他们安静下来，来过逾越节，是让他们来数算神过往的作为。
So that they can quiet themselves down and celebrate Passover to remember what God did in the past.
借着数算神的作为来坚固他们的信心。
Through God's doing and what God did, they can strengthen their faith.
今年在过复活节之前，你有哪些的恩典可以数算吗？
Before Easter, what kind of blessings can you count?
如果今年的复活节是我们在地上过的最后一个复活节的话，你有哪些的人还要去感谢的吗？
If this is the last Easter you're going to celebrate on earth, then what kind of people are you going to go give thanks for?
所以我们可以把这一次的复活节当作最后一次来过，在这之前呢，我们做一些预备。
So we should treat this Easter as the last Easter, and then we can prepare.
写两份你自己的 bucket list.
Write two bucket lists.
第一份 bucket list, 数算一下你这一生的恩典。
The first bucket list is all the blessings in your life.
要花很多时间。
Now that you can spend a lot of time.
分别一段时间专心的去祷告。
Separate our time for prayer.
数算神的拯救。
List out his deliverances.
数算神的医治。
To count up his healing.
数算神的供应。
To count up his provision.
数算神在我们经过死荫幽谷的时候他的同在的恩典。
To count up all the God's presence with you when we go through the valley of death.
纪念那些带你信耶稣的人。
The people who led you to Christ.
纪念那些鼓励你、帮助你成长的那些弟兄姐妹。
To remember those who help you grow.
数算一下，在你最困难的时候，神把一些的肢体、弟兄姐妹放在你的身边，成为你的同伴。
And to count the times when God has put a companion next to you when you are going through difficult times.
写一份感谢卡来。感谢那些曾经带给你恩典的人。
To write up a thank you card to count to thank those who helped you.
这是第一个我们可以列的 bucket list.
That's the first bucket list you can do.
就是那个有一部电影叫做遗愿清单哈。
And it's like there's a movie about the last wishes or something like that.
Thank you bucket list. 那在你离开这个世界之前，你有哪些事情要去做的？
It's just like, what are the things that you have to do before you leave this world?
第二个 bucket list, 遗愿清单你把它列一下，你在离开这个世界之前还有哪些事情你要去完成的。
And the second bucket list is about the things that you still have to do before you leave this world.
就像当初以色列人在过逾越节的时候。
It's like the Israelites going through Passover.
让我们今天在过今年的复活节的时候，让它变得更加有意义。
So that when we go through Easter this year, it will be more meaningful.
不管明天会发生什么事情。
It doesn't matter what will happen tomorrow.
神已经给我们这么多恩典了。
God has given us a lot of blessings.
虽然明天我们不知道会遇到什么样的情况。
Even though we don't know what will happen to us tomorrow.
神的信实永不改变。
God's faithfulness never changes.
第三件事情神让约书亚和以色列人经历的。
The third thing that God wants Israelites and Joshua to experience,
就是他们面对面见到耶和华的元帅
is that they see the commander of the army of the Lord.
约书亚记五章十三节说，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是来帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”
Joshua 5:13, now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, Are you for us or for our enemies?
当约书亚作为一个这个摩西之后的这个以色列人的领袖，他觉得他身上有很多的责任，他需要承担。
When Joshua became a leader after Moses, he felt that there are many responsibilities on his shoulders.
所以他亲自走到这个耶利哥城的面前去查看这个情况。
So personally, he went up to outside Jericho to see what the situation was like.
那就在这个时候，神借着这个耶和华军队元帅的这个形象向他来显现。
But then God used this commander of the army of the Lord to reveal himself to Joshua.
约书亚一开始并没有认出他是耶和华军队的元帅。
Initially, Joshua did not recognize him.
所以他问说：“你是来帮助我们，还是帮助我们的敌人？”
So that's why he asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
那他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就伏在地下下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, What message does my Lord have for his servant?
15节说, 耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说, 把你脚上的鞋脱下来, 因为你所站的地方是圣的, 约书亚就照着行了。
The commander of the Lord's army replied, Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
所以这第三件事情是整个 三件事情的一个总结。
So the third thing that God did was this conclusion of all those three things.
为什么打仗之前要行割礼？
Why do you have to have circumcision right before a battle?
让他们知道征战的得胜与否不是依靠他们的体力。
So that they know that whether they're going to win or lose in the battle is not according to their own physical strength.
不是依靠他们人数的众多。
It's not because of the numbers of the army.
而是靠着那个与他们立约的那个耶和华神。
But it's because of the God who has a covenant with them.
约书亚实际上不是这个军队真正的元帅。
Actually, Joshua is not the real commander of the army.
神自己带领他的子民去征战。
God is leading his own people to fight.
让以色列人在整个这个征战过程当中学习去全心的依靠神。
So that the Israelites can learn to completely rely on God.
后来的征战的事实也证明了这一点。
And then as the reality of the battle later on proves that,
他们是如何征服耶利哥城的?
How did they conquer the city of Jericho?
他们自己没有做主。
They actually didn't do anything.
他们就绕着这个城转。
They just walk around the city.
第一天走一圈。
One surround for the first day.
第二天再走一圈。
Second day is another round.
到了第七天的时候, 他们绕着走七圈。
And the seventh day, seven rounds.
然后当他们神吩咐他们开口呼喊的时候,
And then God asked them to shout.
耶利哥城的城墙就倒塌,
and the walls of the city of Jericho collapsed.
他们进去就征服别人,
and they went in and conquered.
所以整个的征战的过程让以色列人非常清楚地知道说是神在替他们打仗。
So it's very clearly to the Israelites that God was fighting for them.
为什么要过逾越节?
Why did they go through Passover?
就是让他们思考说当初你们走出埃及的时候是谁带你们出来的。
So that they can remember who really led them out of Egypt.
红海是谁给打开的?
Who parted the Red Sea?
在那个约旦河西那些的摩亚王啊,那些亚门王啊,是谁帮你们打败的?
Who conquered the kings on the east of the Jordan?
让以色列人数算恩典的时候再次认定耶和华是他们的元帅。
So they can once again identify the Lord as the commander of the army.
为什么神要让我们等待?
Why did God want us to wait?
就是要调整我们的眼光。
Is to adjust our perspective.
调整我们的心态。
Adjust our hearts.
传福音, 神一定是喜悦的。
God of course likes us to evangelize.
神要借着马里兰福音教会广传福音, 我们知道这一定是神的心意。
We know that God is going to use MGC to preach the gospel.
从我们所在的这个社区开始,
start from our community.
从我们的家人, 朋友, 亲戚开始,
from our families and our friends.
让耶稣基督替罪人死、死里复活的这个大好的消息，更多人能够听见，更多人能够相信，这一定是神所喜悦。
So that people can hear the good news of they can leave sin and have eternal life. That's God's will.
但神今天让我们安静下来。
But yet God wants us to quiet down today.
调整我们的眼光。
To adjust our perspective.
调整我们的心态。
Adjust our hearts.
让我们更深地认定耶和华。 才是我们的元帅,
so that we can fully identify that He is the commander of our army.
让我们能够坚固信心来跟随他, 走前面的道路,
so that we can strengthen our faith to follow Him in the roads ahead.
我们也带着信心伏在神的安排之下,
in our faith, we also bow down in front of Him.
这段时间我们先来安静,
we quiet ourselves this time.
借着祷告来预备我们自己,
through prayers, we prepare ourselves.
相信那个为主去征战的那个时间一定会到来。
We know that the time for battle will come.
大家预备好了吗?
Are you prepared?
预备好去过今年的复活节吗?
Prepare for this Easter.
预备好随时去见主吗?
Ready to see the Lord at any time?
在预备这件事情上有两种的极端我们要避免。
We have to avoid two extremes in this time of preparation.
一种人在做这些事情的时候是完全不预备的。
Some people just didn't prepare anything.
出去旅行叫做说走就走的旅行。
It's just kind of like they go on a trip and just they go at any time.
开车出去，走到哪就停到哪，就住在哪就在哪里玩。
And then they would just drive out, and wherever they stop, they would just stay there and stay there for a while and just tour that place.
好像增加很多这个随机所带来的一些的乐趣。
It's kind of like to increase the enjoyment of just kind of like something unexpected.
但是在面对主的再来的时候，我们千万不要落到这样一种的极端当中。
But yet we shouldn't be at that kind of extreme when we're preparing for the Lord's coming again.
主耶稣也讲一个比喻，叫十个童女的比喻，特别提醒我们要预备自己。
Jesus has given us this parable of the ten maidens who is preparing for a wedding.
五个童女拿了灯，也预备了油。
Five maidens have prepared a lamp with oil.
但另外五个童女呢，有灯却没有预备足够的油。
The other five had lamps, but they didn't have enough oil.
他们都知道要去迎接新郎，他们心都是好的。
They know they have to receive the groom, so they have this heart.
但是没有想到这个新郎来迟了。But
they didn't realize the groom would be arriving late.
他们在等新郎来的时候都睡着了。So
they fell asleep while waiting.
当这个新郎来的时候，他说来了来了，大家醒过来的时候，突然有一些人发觉自己有灯却没有油。
So when the groom finally came, they woke up and they realized they didn't have oil in the lamps.
耶稣用这个比喻来提醒我们，在等候他再来的时候，我们要预备自己。
So Jesus uses parable to remind us that we need to prepare ourselves while waiting for His coming.
那个油借着圣灵，每一天我们都可以支取的。
That oil through the Holy Spirit we can ask for every day.
那个油所代表的圣灵的工作，你只要向他敞开，你都会领取的。
That oil represents the work of the Holy Spirit. If you open up your heart, He is ready.
你要常常预备，每天预备。
You have to prepare every day.
不要等到那个时间突然来到的时候，你突然发觉你的缺乏。
Don't wait until the day when He finally came and you find that you are inadequate.
在预备的事情上呢，有另外一种极端，我们也要避免。
And then there is the other extreme that we need to avoid.
就是事无巨细，什么东西都要计划好了。
It's just like you have to prepare for all possibilities.
如果有一点没有计划好，就不敢做什么事情的。And
if there's something that you just not prepare for, then you're not going to do anything.
好像太多的事依靠我们自己的预备和计划和准备，那这个神也是要让我们避免的。God
also wants us to avoid this attitude that we have to prepare for everything based on our own strength and planning.
在这个雅各书里面有一段经文，讲到一个人，这个人说，哦。 我今天明天要到某个城市去。
And then in James it talks about this person is going to go to this city or that city.
在那里住一年。
They're going to stay there for a year.
做买卖盈利。
And they will carry on business and make money.
这个人头脑很清楚。
He's very clear mind.
他很能计划事情的。
He can plan a lot of things.
还没有出发之前,
before he starts set out,
把出发的时间已经定好。
He has set up the time.
在那里做什么事情也定好。
And what he also decided what he's going to do.
在那里做多长时间，他也定好了。
Also determined how long he's going to stay there.
在那里做这些事情的目的，他也定好了。
The purpose also.
但是这个神怎么对他讲？
But what did God say to him?
神提醒这个人说，其实明天如何呀，你们还不知道呢。
Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
你的生命是什么？
What is your life?
你原来就是一片的云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
明天不在我们的掌管之中了。
It is not in our control what happens tomorrow.
你们只当这样说。
Instead, you ought to say,
主若愿意。
If it is the Lord's will,
我们就可以活着。
We will live.
也可以做这事做那事。
And do this or that.
我们不是不可以做事哦。
It's not that we cannot do things.
我们是要做事的。
We need to do things.
但是我们在做事之前呢，我们记得有一句话叫“主若愿意”。
But we need to remember of saying right before we do things that if it is the Lord's will.
我们不是不可以做计划。
It's not that we cannot plan.
我们不是不是要提前做一些预备。
It's not that we cannot prepare beforehand.
但是在我们计划和预备的时候，我们要加上一句说“主若愿意”。
When we plan or prepare, we need to add if it is the Lord's will.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是说我们该预备的就要去预备。
Is that what we ought to prepare, we need to prepare.
但是在这个过程当中我们要保持一个心态。
But yet we need to keep this attitude in us.
就是让神可以随时改变我们的计划。
Is that we need to let God change our plan at any time?
神可以随时的带领我们走新的道路。
God can lead us on a new road at any time.
因为我们人心都有筹划。
Because we may have plans in our hearts.
定势的是由耶和华。
But yet it is God who determines.
让我们带着这样的信心。
Let us bring that faith.
我们随时的预备自己。
That we can prepare ourselves at any time.
随时准备耶稣的带领。
Prepare for his coming any time.
但同时呢，我把我们的预备，把我们的计划也交给神。
But yet at the same time we give our preparedness and our plans to him.
让神照着他自己的意思。
According to his will.
自己的时间。
His time.
自己的方式来带领我们。
And his methods to lead us.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together. Lord, prepare our hearts so that we are ready to see you.
因为你的话语早已经提醒我们，你可以随时的再来。
Because your words have reminded us that you can come anytime.
让我们在这个时候带着祷告进到你的面前，求你来预备我们的心。
We pray we come before you to prepare our hearts.
求你帮助我们，让我们的心再次的回转到你的面前。
To have our hearts to return to you once again.
全然的向你，全然的向你展开，让你做我们心中的王。
Entirely focus on you and open to you so that you can be our king.
特别是这一段特别的时间里。
And in this special time.
求你帮助我们在你的面前能够安静下来。
To help us to prepare, to quiet ourselves before you.
多多的借着祷告来与你来连接
to connect to you through our prayers
让我们服在你的各样的安排当中
and we bow down to all the arrangements that you have
如果你让我们留在家里我们就安静的留在家里
if you want us to stay at home then we'll quietly stay at home
如果有一天我们没有办法聚集在教会里的时候求你也帮助我们接受这样的安排
if one day we cannot get together in churchThat we also be obedient.
不管什么样的事情发生，求你让我们知道你是主。
Doesn't matter what happens, we know that you are Lord.
你是我们心中的主。
You are the Lord of our heart.
你是我们教会的主。
You are the Lord of our church.
你是全地的主。
You are the Lord of the entire earth.
虽然全地发生这样的一些的混乱的事情
，Even though there is confusion happening around the entire world,
你依然在做主掌王权。
You are still Lord and King.
让我们认定你的主权的时候，求你让我们的心能够不断的预备好。
That we ask that you prepare our hearts continuously.
能够见你面的时候，可以听到你的称赞。
So that when we see you once again, that we will receive praise.
成为你忠心良善的好管家、好仆人。
That we are good and faithful servants.
求你保守我们众弟兄姐妹。
Keep our brothers and sisters.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.